Hi, I'm the person whose closet is put in color order, but I'll also pick up an earthworm without thinking twice. In fact, I did yesterday. It needed my help. I'm not afraid to be a little messy. Human nature is messy, but nature can help us embrace it. I love the brand Seventh Generation. Their laundry detergent lifts away tough stains with the power of bioenzymes. That's exciting. You wipe your hands on your pants after you pick up an earthworm. Seventh Generation is like, don't worry. Hug a dirty tree. Huff some bark. It's good for you. That is the power of Seventh Generation. Find laundry detergent and other laundry products at seventhgeneration.com. I love worms. This episode is brought to you by Merrick Pet Care. And if you've heard me talk about Grammy, you know that she means the world to me. I wanted a dog for probably 10 years, and I was living in an apartment, couldn't have dogs. When I finally moved somewhere else, I adopted her within weeks, and it was love at first scritch. She's about 2 feet away from me as I record this. She hangs out in the studio, and all I want to do is smooch her and look at her and stare at her. I also like feeding her because I see how happy it makes her. And there's nothing like watching her lick her chops after having yummy stuff like Grammy's Paw Pie or Real Texas Beef and Sweet Potato, which are two recipes she's been enjoying from Merrick. As her parent, I like that they use deboned meat and fish or poultry as the number one ingredient. I also like that they have these real ingredients and you can see them on the bag so you know what's in each one. And watching her do a little dance, especially with a Grammy's Pot Pie recipe, brings too much joy to my heart. Is there such a thing as too much joy? I'm not sure. But check out Merrick online or in your local pet store and look for their new packaging with real ingredients shown on the bag and inside it. Oh, hi. It's the lady that's last aboard the plane on her way to see an eclipse. Here we go. So if you listened to last week's heliology episode, highly recommended. It's on the sun and solar eclipses. You may know that I missed the 2017 eclipse because I stayed home to work on and launch the podcast Ologies. I had some friends who went. People cried. It's been nearly 7 years of regret. Then in March, I had this big surgery, and I wasn't sure if the results would yield me a big bummer diagnosis. When it came back clear, I told myself, perhaps, Ward, we should go on a few adventures. But before this adventure, huge thank you to everyone on Patreon who supports the making of the show at patreon.com/ologies. You too can join for $1 a month and perhaps hear your name and your questions on the show. Also, thank you to everyone supporting Ologies by wearing merch from ologiesmerch.com. You can also always support the show for $0 just by leaving a review, such as this nice one from Nisha Beth, who wrote, I would love to hear an offshoot of Ologies, Allie's adventures with some of the peeps that you have interviewed that have invited you to the field. Bears, pelicans, bugs, adventure, Allie. Nishbeth, you have no idea how timely that is, because you're about to come with me to a lot of different places right now. Thanks for writing that. Thank you to everyone who's ever written a review. I've read it. So if you listened to Heliology from last week, you'll have a lot of the context and lead up to why this field trip eclipse episode was so important for me to make. And of course, that episode is linked to the show notes, as well as my field trip mystery surgery episode. If you listen to that, you'll understand why. As soon as I got a green light, I decided to maybe have a little bit more fun after a rough couple of years. So I booked a ticket to see the eclipse. It did not go according to plan. Did I make it? Was it fun? Did I see the corona, the penumbra, the Bailey's beads, the inside of a cop car? What happened? Come along with me and several million others as we chase the moon chasing the sun for a glimpse at our own insignificance. This one gets a little wild, a lot of ups and downs, also airport sandwiches. In this field trip, I head to the solar eclipse like an umbrophile. An umbrophile is someone who likes eclipses. How about a little background? Okay, so in 2024, a band of totality stretching across Central and North America on a diagonal like a beauty pageant sash. Millions of people going to see the moon covering up the sun, which would also boost the U.S. economy by $6 billion. Where should you spend your money if you're going to see it? Well, the best option to see it was at lower latitudes, where the weather has a lower chance of some meteorological sabotage. Because no clouds, we're not here to look at you. And this thing would be going from Maine to Mazatlan, so you have a lot of options. And my friend Derek of Veritasium, he had a place with his family in Kerrville, Texas. So I asked them if they thought that was a good spot. And they said they actually couldn't make it, and I could have their Airbnb. And then I found out one of my best friends I've known since we were 12, Sarah, was also headed to Kerrville, Texas. Kerrville, whatever. Hot damn. Things are working out. I got a free Airbnb my friends aren't going to use. My other friend's going to be there. but rental cars were scarce. We asked friends and family and Ologites, and then somehow one on Toro popped up. My friend Simone and I were both headed to DC after this eclipse, so she got a ticket to join Jared and I in Texas. However, Jared's jiu-jitsu gym was having a belt promotion ceremony and they'd like him to be at, and they hinted that he might want to be present for it. So we moved the trip back a few days to fly into Austin the day before the eclipse. I'm nervous. We have really early flights. I hear the drive from Austin to Southwest Kerrville, usually a two-hour trip, may take up to 12 hours. My friend Catherine sends a video from her mom in Austin, empty shelves at the grocery store. It's like a quarantine flashback. The Texas Department of Transportation is putting porta potties along like a 90-mile route, and the mayor of Kerrville declares the event an emergency ahead of time in case they need immediate assistance from FEMA during the influx of people. By the way, we have a disasterology episode with Dr. Sam Montano. Highly recommended. But either way, I've waited 7 years for this. Texas is the place to see it. They're not going to have clouds. I've been on helicopters, a tiny bush plane, a military centrifuge for TV shoots. I've driven through a tornado and an ice storm to get to work. I can handle eating protein bars for a few days and using a porta potty for fun. And then the weather reports came. Texas is expecting thunderstorms right at the time of totality. So the day before we left, this past Saturday, I talked to Jared. Okay, here's the deal. So right now we got clouds in Texas. Big, big clouds. Vermont and Maine are supposed to be clear, right? If we change our flights to go, instead of going to Austin, to go to Kerrville,
yeah,
which has declared a state of emergency, uh-huh, and might have clouds.
Yeah.
If we change the flights to Portland, Maine, the day before we leave? I'm just saying, is it bonkers to go, as long as we're, like, going to spend money and time, to just be like, whoop, hiccup.
You tell me. I mean, are there places to stay in there? Is that going to, that's going to be in the path, we're saying? I don't even know where fucking Portland, Maine is.
I just can't believe that it's flipped. Tegan has family in Buffalo, so she was going to go up there. She's up there to see it in upstate New York. I don't know. Let's go sleep in a car somewhere, you know?
Yeah, Buffalo's right in the middle of it.
I know!
Do we have places to stay if we go there?
I could ask Tegan. We could camp in her yard.
How would we get there?
I don't know.
I texted Simone that it might change.
I know you really want to see this thing.
Simone says, oh shit, I'm down either way.
No, that's good.
I just figure like an adventure is an adventure. The sunk cost fallacy prevents a lot of people from going forward.
No, I agree. And I'm not looking forward to the idea of like driving like fucking crazy. You
know? To see clouds.
Yeah, a little bit.
Tegan says, if we pivot, she says, if you can get to Buffalo or Rochester, we have couches, floors, etc.
I think we should maybe do this.
Okay.
You know?
Well, then let's fucking try that.
Hold on, let's figure this out.
It's fun. I think it's fun, too.
So we started to mobilize.
There are flights out of Burbank at 7:15, 8:10, 9:25, and 10:25. They all get in at 8:10. So they all change planes in Las Vegas. It says one left on each of these.
There's only one
seat left on each of them, but whatever. Like, and then from Vegas, it looks like we'd all be on the same plane. I say, fuck it. Let's go. Amazing. Okay. One ticket down, babe.
I got us flights. There were four left. I had my confirmation number already up, so I switched mine first.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Huh.
Oh, no, 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 no. Jared, meanwhile, was in the bathroom.
Stupid video on Instagram, but it said three times.
There's been a complication, and I will tell you when you're out of the bathroom.
Okay. What's the complication? So sorry.
Okay, so it looked like there was one flight available for each of those times.
Yeah.
So I booked mine, and now there's no flights available. And that was just, that one flight was showing up for all the departure times.
Do you know what I'm saying? So it looked like there were four flights available.
And now there's none. We should call. There's... Shit. Can we call?
Yeah, let's call. I booked myself, but...
Well, I'm glad you're going to see it, babe, because I know it's really
important. No! That's not what's happening.
No, it's important.
That's not what's happening. I couldn't.
Thank you for calling Southwest Airlines. This is Jessica. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, Jessica. My name's Jarrett Sleeper.
TLDR, no dice. Couldn't help us at all.
Wow, I wonder if everybody's flying out for this because we're completely sold out across the board too.
I think they are. I think they are. Shit.
We FaceTime Simone. I don't want to feel like I'm ditching you because I booked my ticket first, being like, okay, I have my... Does it seem like I'm like, okay, well, I'm set, you guys, so good luck, you know?
Kelly, there is not a single cell in my body that feels that way.
Jarrett, to you?
No.
And thank you for checking. Thanks for fact-checking your feelings. the two sources here, Jarrett and I... do not feel that way at all. It's quite the opposite of like, it would be a bummer that you would miss out. Like, you got a flight. It's fucking awesome. And also, if I could choose for one of us to go, like, obviously.
Right, right. So this is a peer-reviewed study, double peer-reviewed.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea for you to go.
So Jarrett checks for flights into Syracuse, Albany, Rochester, but coming up empty, goose egg, decides just not to go. There's no flights. He's going to catch the next eclipse maybe in 2026 if we decide to. But then later that night, he goes, and he finds a flight into Toronto, a few hours over the border. It's in Canada. There's one seat. It lands at 11 p.m. the night before the eclipse. So he'd land and then he'd drive 2 hours in the middle of the night across the Canadian border into New York to reach us in Buffalo, where there are clear skies. He goes for it. He gets a ticket. He finds a rental car. We're both just going to do this. Okay, 4:53. The day before we leave, we went back and forth, decided I'm going to fly into Buffalo. I got those tickets for Buffalo. I got tickets singular. Simone's out. She's going to stay in LA a few more days. And Jarrett is flying into Toronto late at night. And then we're going to watch it between Rochester and Buffalo. And then the next day I head to DC. All right. Okay, so I'm going straight to Washington, D.C. after the eclipse as a STEM ambassador for the National STEM Festival. It's put on by the U.S. Department of Education and Explorer, which is cool. It's highlighting student solutions to global challenges in areas like the environment and food and energy and space. Very cool. That's right after the eclipse. So the morning of my departure this past Sunday, I just grabbed my stuff in chaos. I'm packing haphazardly. I'm wondering if I'm going to regret this in case they invite us to the White House and I have the wrong clothes. Underwear is literally falling out of my backpack as I arrive at Burbank Airport. I'm just going to get in there and do some repacking.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yes, yes, okay. Yes.
I love you. I'll see you in a little bit.
I'll see you in Buffalo. I'll get the address from Tegan because I don't know where we're going. If you've ever flown Southwest, where there are no seat assignments and only boarding order, you may understand that my place in line at C-55 sucks shit. I'm the last to board the plane, and I stand before this, like, achingly full flight, but I'm happy. I'm happy to be there. Then I see a middle seat in row 2, and the flight attendant whispers to me, "Those ladies know each other." And sure enough, when I ask to scoot in the middle one, the aisle passenger sighs as if I caught her in a lie and says, "I'll just take the middle." And I have a blessed aisle seat at the front of the plane, and these two ladies who are friends have to sit next to each other. So the flight attendant kind of sneaks me a look as if to say, like, see, don't let anyone bamboozle you. And I say, "Thanks, lady." Now, on the flight, the attendant asks for a show of hands of who is Buffalo bound for the eclipse. And maybe a dozen of us on this full flight raise our hands. She's like, "How many people are just coming home?" And I crane my neck back to see 80% of the hands raised.
We wish you a beautiful, clear skies day tomorrow.
Deplaning are mostly tired families returning from what must have been spring break because there are flip-flops, beach braids, there's tanned 9-year-olds, there's very little patience. One older couple is wrangling luggage through a crosswalk and they drop a bag, so I go to help them. The woman stares me right in the face and says, "My daughter lives a life of chaos, and this is the result." But they must also be eclipse chasers, and I relate heavily to her daughter, who a moment later pulls a rental car around and parks crookedly on the crosswalk. I get her. So in the crisp Buffalo night, I see Tegan smiling through the windshield of a rented minivan. Her brother Jeff pops out of the shotgun seat and loads my luggage in the back. While I've been flying, clouds have rolled into Buffalo.
Oh my God, hi! Oh my God. Dr. Wall!
Thank you for coming to get me.
I'm so glad you're here.
It's a good chance that we're going to get up tomorrow and we're going to be driving.
That's all right.
Based on where, like, we are going to find a fucking hole in this cloud.
Yes.
You're nabbing me.
All right.
We are going to Target first.
Okay.
Because all of the air mattresses that everyone has
are flat. No, we honestly can sleep anywhere.
No, we're gonna get you a new mattress.
No. We can sleep in the car.
So here's no.
Honestly.
We're gonna get you a new mattress.
Okay, I get to get it.
Fine.
Okay.
I don't care. You can pay for it.
Okay. Deal. It's way cheaper than a hotel, and I don't even know if we could have found one.
I don't think you could have.
I know.
Buffalo is not that big, and there's literally like something like 2 million people coming into town for this.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
We hit Target, air mattress acquired. We walk into Tegan Aunt Shar's house to a chorus of dogs heralding the arrival of a sweaty, gross stranger, who is me. Now, this house, it has that blissful feeling of like coming home to families. Like there's kids asleep upstairs, baby monitors droning at the end of the dining room table. All the adults are still awake. There are bowls of jelly beans and M&Ms, and her family is laughing, playing a dice game.
Seven points.
Okay.
Double.
Nine. Now it goes to doubles.
Come on, Gary.
Everyone is instantly welcoming and warm, including that barking dog, Sadie, who quickly learns that I'm a reliable source of pets and hugs, and that I consent easily to have my face licked by dogs I've just met.
4, 5, 9, 7.
Seven.
That was a fourth roll. Game's over.
Game over, maybe, because after pivoting from Texas thunderstorms at the last minute for those clear skies of Buffalo, the Buffalo clouds are gathering. First, just a few, and then...
Yeah, it got worse again.
Whether you want to get in front of it or try and get behind it, I don't know. Now that it's getting closer, I'm looking at forecasts and different weather modeling. Let's see, there's Toronto. Let's go.
So right now, at 2 p.m., Buffalo is scheduled to have 83% of the sky covered with clouds.
Two.
Yep.
At 2 p.m.?
At 2 p.m. But if we wanted to go all the way out to Watertown, it's like 55%.
Chance. See, I'm kind of watching that weather.
Yeah.
That weather, this is cloud cover as of right now.
Like a military operation, we gather around to weigh our odds and plot the course.
Mm-hmm. Here's Erie, Detroit, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Rochester, Toronto. And so we're sitting like right in there.
So we might be able to look out if we go down to Erie.
There's really not much we can do now, but just get some rest on the air mattress, which is now inflating in the living room.
Go ahead.
We'll check again in the morning.
So we'll see. It's just like roll the dice. Do you go in front of that band of clouds or you try and travel behind the band of clouds?
Yeah.
Oh, a roll of the dice game indeed.
We'll see. We're in it for the adventure.
We'll see.
This is what Umbrophiles deal with.
Okay, so Tegan's brother Jeff just said, no matter what tomorrow, we will see something obscuring the sun. Nice. Will it be the moon or the clouds covering the moon covering the sun? We're at 83% chance of the sky being covered at 3 p.m. during the eclipse in Buffalo. So we're going to wake up, we're going to see what the weather report says, and then we're going to see if we're going to head to like Cleveland or Watertown, which might be really long traffic, but that's what we're here for. Umbrophilia, not for the week of Constitution. We'll see what we see. So it's 11 p.m. Jared has just landed in Canada and he has customs and a 2-hour drive ahead. I, meanwhile, nod off in my airplane clothes, which is disgusting, on this fresh new air mattress. And at 2:30 in the morning, Char's front door clicks open, and Sadie erupts in a barking that we are sure will wake the four babies and toddlers upstairs. But we wince, we bribe Sadie with biscuits and pets and snuggles, and then we slip under a quilt on the air mattress to sleep like the dead. Now, the next morning, still on Pacific time, us Californians sleep in until 9 or 10 and then jump out of bed, still in yesterday's clothes, to look at the weather. It's the day of the eclipse. Okay, let's see. It's 10:17 a.m. Buffalo local time. There is not a not cloud in the sky. It's all clouds. I cannot see a patch of sky, so we're going to see what happens. But right now, it is 100% clouded over. Over some of the best donuts I've ever had in my life from Paula's in Buffalo. Hit them up. We decide we're going to drive, and we got to go now. So we trip over our own legs, putting on shoes. We grab the eclipse glasses and recording equipment and race to the rental cars. I don't even bother with a bra. 7 years I've waited for this. It's 11:36. We've got 4 hours, 3.5 hours until the eclipse. Clouds. We got a lot of clouds. It's all clouds. But over the lake, which is, I believe, Lake Erie, because we're close to Erie, Pennsylvania. I need to look at a map. Pennsylvania, don't email me. I think that we're going to try to keep heading that way, and we'll hope that the clouds don't blow our way. Chasing eclipses. So on the drive, we pass miles and miles of still bare branched trees and hawks perched on telephone poles. I see smatterings of these yellow daffodils poking through the dead winter grasses. At one point, I look over and see a flash of this classic car in the woods that's rusting into pieces. All of this scenery under a still cloudy sky as we head west, braced for a bummer. Let's be honest. Now, from California, my friends are checking in, and my good buddy Mackenzie sends an eclipse playlist with songs like Eclipse by Pink Floyd, Total Eclipse of the Heart, Ain't No Sunshine, It's a Banger. We're still under the clouds driving, and Tegan has come down with the stomach bug that her and her husband's children have. But despite her nausea and fatigue, she is meticulously watching the weather and navigating us toward the best odds for a clear sky. Between bouts of barf bags in the back of their minivan. So we proceed southwest along I-90, crossing from New York into Pennsylvania, still under the cover of clouds and mounting anxiety about disappointment.
What did you think it was going to be like?
Shady.
Shady.
You're saying it becomes nighttime?
Apparently, pretty much. Like the stars come out, the birds get confused because they think it's night and then they think it's morning again. And someone was telling me that it's almost like a sunset 360, but I don't know about that.
And then, y'all, we see a break in the clouds, like the tiniest slice of hope.
Now that we're going to see it, I'm really excited. If we're going to see it. I mean, I think we're going to see it. But we got to be able to get over there before it happens.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, that's
blue skies.
That's a patch of damn sky. We got to be able to get over
there. That's a big patch of sky. The blue sky is very promising.
We're crossing into Ohio, which is apparently the heart of it all.
Some of us crossed international borders to be here, actually.
It's true. Some of us did. So after the flights and the changes and the midnight drives and wearing no bra and a dirty shirt, it's starting to look good. Could this happen?
All right. So we're about 30 miles away from where we're going. I think we're going to stop and grab a little lunch. And then we're 30 minutes out. It's 2 hours until the eclipse. Right? I'm feeling much better seeing some blue sky. I think all of us are feeling less despondent. I think that's good. I keep replaying in my mind, like, if I had a time machine, would I do this over again? If it were cloudy. If it were cloudy, I feel like it's a no. I would have stayed home. So this is good. Stay tuned. We're going from like a tiny patch of blue sky to smaller patches of clouds. So this is good. I don't know, I gotta look it up.
Cirrus? I think they're Cirrus.
They're Cirrus?
Chemtrails looking beautiful.
Chemtrails. They're seeding the clouds for us, baby! Yeah. Alright.
They're seeding the clouds because they're trying to prevent us from absorbing the eclipse energies.
Oh. You know,
they don't want us to charge our crystals, so clearly they're spraying some stuff up there to cover up
too powerful
the heliolunar energy.
5Gs because it's going to break us free from all 5G. The heliolunar energies are going to cure my vaccine.
They're going to cure your vaccine.
Yeah.
This aspect of the discussion is amusing to me because it is employing a comedic technique called verbal irony, whereby his comments become funny because they don't represent his genuine thoughts. Now, this is distinct from situational irony, such as, for example, when we decided to fly into Texas to avoid clouds, but Texas got shit weather, so we flew into Buffalo for cloudless skies, which then became cloudy, but then became clear due to relocation, which at this moment, I don't know if I find any of that funny, but I am happy. Also, because we could all use a potty break, we stop at a Steak and Shake, which is populated with people in booths wearing various commemorative black eclipse shirts, which gives things a very thrash metal aesthetic. Look at all the people in the parking lot. Next door, a Walmart parking lot is filling up with cars and RVs and people with camping chairs and coolers and eclipse glasses at the ready. And I see an older man, though, in the Steak and Shake parking lot. It's about 90 minutes to totality, but he sits alone next to his sedan in a folding chair, and I ask if he's waiting for the eclipse and says he drove in from Pittsburgh just to see it. He says he's 76 and knows that this is his only chance. We give him an extra pair of eclipse glasses in case he needs them, and I tell him I hope that the clouds part for him. Then we get in the car, we soldier on another 10 miles to Walnut Beach Park, Ohio, and we pull up to a spot along a residential street and grab our coats and our now cold lunch. Perfectly timed, we run into the rest of our crew.
Oh, you guys look familiar. What the heck? Oh my gosh.
I'm so excited, you guys. We're
it's looking very, very good, folks. Stay put for the eclipse, but first a quick pit stop to donate to a charity of this week, and it'll go to Functional Magic, which is a nonprofit design studio making optimistic pop artworks, merch, and media inspired by solutions to climate change, with all proceeds benefiting various climate charities. The art they produce is gorgeous, the causes are well vetted, and they are linked in the show notes, functionalmagic.org. And one sponsor of the show, even though they don't realize it, is Veritasium. Derek Muller, thank you so much for giving us an Airbnb in Texas that we did not use. But if you're not familiar, Veritasium is an impeccably produced and hosted channel of science and engineering videos. So you can find Veritasium on YouTube, and thank you to Derek and all of the Tassiums for your generous accommodations in Texas that we did not use. And thank you to other sponsors of the show. Okay, so what are Factor meals? They are an easier way to eat good food. They're always fresh, they're never frozen, they're chef-crafted, they're dietitian-approved, and they're ready to eat in 2 minutes. They have a weekly menu. They've got like 35 different options. If you want to clean up your diet or make your life a little easier, we love Factor. We've been eating Factor for years. And right now, our kitchen is completely torn down, and Factor is saving us. Before we got our latest Factor shipment, we were eating either takeout or popcorn for dinner, and it is so nice to know that right now I have a fridge full of Factor meals, and they're all so good. They have options like Protein Plus and Veggie and vegan. They've got keto, they have calorie smart, they have chef's choice. There's no prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. You just heat and eat. You can also look out for their Earth Month eats in April, which is a badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. We love them. I'm recording this ad right now and I'm about to go eat one. So head to factormeals.com/ologies50 and use code ologies50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. So that's ologies50 at factormeals.com/ologies50. That's 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. With Capella University's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. I know I usually save my secrets for the end of the episode, but I'm going to tell you my secret favorite candy. It's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. It's really Reese's anything, but Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the thing that I'm like, have I had a bad day? I get these. Have I had a good day? I get these. Chocolate, salty peanut butter, the textures. I love everything about them. Also that there's two. So I'm like, oh, I get this one for later, which is 1 second later. Anyway, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, I love you. That's all. If you're me, you can shop Reese's Peanut Butter Cups now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold. And I am. So I'm about to do a bunch of travel for Ologies, recording things in different cities. And you know what I did for myself? I got a Quince cashmere suit, a two-piece. Who does that? Me, because of Quince. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. They have organic cotton sweaters. They have washable silk tops. They have 14 karat gold jewelry. But the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with these top factories, and then they cut out the cost of the middleman, and then they pass that savings on to you and me. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and great fabrics and finishes. I love that. They have amazing classic clothes that are quality and timeless. And so that helps me when I'm packing to know I can have almost a capsule wardrobe where everything looks good, and also some of it's cashmere. So indulge in some affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ologies for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ologies to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ologies. Okay, so we're parked. We drove 3 states to a small waterfront town in Ohio, and the skies overhead are mostly blue, and I've pulled out the real audio equipment.
I'm so excited. I really have been prepared to be disappointed.
Me too.
I've been like, you know, it's fine.
Well, you know me, I don't really do hope, so.
That's true. You don't do hope well.
This is cool.
I think you don't do disappointment well, so you do hope in accordance with how much you can handle disappointment.
That's right. You know what's funny about disappointment is you think, like most things, you get better with practice. It
yeah.
It actually gets worse.
Oh. Because every time you're disappointed, it's...
Just takes a little more out of you.
Mm-hmm. I feel that. Do you want to bring your hat?
It's less than 1 hour to totality, and the light looks dimmer already. So we check through our paper eclipse glasses to see that the first stage has started. The moon has taken its first nibble of light, and we're already on to the second stage, where the moon is covering the sun more and more. And we hustle toward this big gathered crowd on the sand and an adjacent lawn. All right, first stage has started. We're in a place called Ashtabula. Ohio. We're near the waterfront, so the moon is starting to take a bite out of the sun. And we're walking down to the beach. I thought we had a little more time.
Can I steal one of those glasses? I just want to see where we're at with it. Ah! Oh my god, it has started! Oh, that's amazing. Okay. Jared, did you look?
Oh my god. Oh
shit. I know, it started! Here, can we stop for 1 second to recombobulate myself?
So I gather my items and nerves, and I wonder if I should interview strangers, and I don't know why I even hesitate. That's what I do for a job. And there's a group of like 6 folks sitting on patio furniture in their yard. I'm guessing because of their kind of jovial nature, I'm going to assume they're retired, or they may have just started the morning with mimosas, with lots of them.
You guys have a good spot.
Yeah.
Is this your house?
Yeah.
We traveled from California. Oh, you guys went to your patio?
If you don't find a place, my place is down on the beach.
Nice.
Thank you.
I have some new friends. Enjoy.
We post up. The clouds are just wisps, and a few airplane contrails grid the sky. Also,
I'm seeing vape clouds coming from the lawn. People getting spooky. Look, oh, there's a bunch of people at the beach.
I'd rather be on lawn than sand, to be honest.
But... Yeah, yeah. I hear you there.
As the stage 2 moon eases its way onto the sun and the light around us is turning cooler gray and blue, I run off to talk to strangers.
Hey, I have a question. I have a science podcast. I'm just wondering how far you guys traveled.
Maryland, about 8 hours.
8 hours?
Yep.
I came from California.
You did?
Yeah.
Was that more than 8 hours?
A little bit. I hitchhiked, so it took me 6 months. No, okay, Maryland, I hope you guys enjoy it. Excited. Oh, hi. I was just asking people how far you traveled to be here.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Okay. That's not that far, right?
No, a couple hours.
A couple hours? Yep. That's
about
awesome.
Three. We're south of Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We traveled from Virginia.
From Virginia? How long is that?
Thanks. 6 hours?
Yeah. 6 hours?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty good.
We were first thinking to go towards the Pennsylvania side, then we came over here.
And have you seen an eclipse before?
No.
This is the first time.
Yeah, this is the first time I'm going to take.
Yeah, me too. Everyone I know who's seen one cries.
Okay.
So get your tissues ready, apparently. Well, enjoy.
Thank you. You too.
Virginia.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Central mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, so we're about 3.5 to 4 hours.
4 hours.
We're from Delaware.
Delaware?
So like 7 hours.
And that's my husband over there, so.
That's quite a telescope.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. He's getting good pictures.
We're getting good used to it.
Yeah.
Have you seen a solar eclipse yet?
We were in Columbia in 2017.
Did you cry?
No, but what was really cool, I thought, these guys laugh at me, but it's just a weird moment. You're standing in awe. And then you don't know what to do because you're kind of in awe. And then somebody starts clapping. And next thing you know, everybody's clapping. Who claps at the sky? But we did.
You know? That's exciting. So. That's good to know. Now I know the protocol. I've never seen one before.
Well, I don't know that that's a protocol.
It's really cool. We would not have known how cool it was without us just having been in an area where it was happening. And mm-hmm. now it's like, I'll travel in 2040 or whatever the next one is. Mm-hmm. I'll go chase them.
You know that there's a word for that? It's called umbrophiles. And umbra means shadow. So umbrophiles are eclipse chapers, shapers.
We're umbrophiles.
Eclipse chasers.
Better than
a lot of other files.
A lot of other files. Understood. Thank you very much.
Yes. Well, enjoy. I'll be clapping along with you. How far did you come?
We came in from Washington, D.C. 6 hours, maybe about 380 miles.
Did you see the 2017?
Partial.
Oh, this is your first total.
I think so.
Yeah.
Mine too.
I'm hoping to have an epiphany that changes my whole life. We'll see what happens.
Well, I'm hoping to feel my sense of scale in the universe, especially in light of the tantrums that I survived this morning. That's my 3 and 5-year-old over there, who are not feeling the magnificence of the moment. They just want M&Ms and fruit snacks. So
we're all in it for our own gain, aren't we?
Whatever we need. My husband made us drive here. I would have watched this on the internet, but we spent 7 hours in the car with the 3 and 5-year-old, so this better be magnificent.
I'm hoping for only the best.
Thank you.
We came from Dover, Delaware.
Oh, okay. That's a ways. Did you guys see the 2017?
Well, in Delaware, it was a partial eclipse, but it was cool still. It's not something you see every day.
Mm-hmm.
But we did bring our son, because obviously, I don't think we're going to be around in 2044 when...
The
next one is.
The next one? You'll be here.
I'll be here.
Yeah, who knows? I probably will.
Given that we stopped at Shake and Steak on the way, we were probably not going to be here for the next one.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I walked up to a guy with this long lens camera on a tripod who was also setting up a GoPro, I think. He was prepared.
You look like you've got a good rig for this.
Yeah, it's a pretty decent rig. It's all Sony equipment. Yeah, I drove just over 300 miles up from Virginia to come into the path of totality.
Did you check the weather and check the weather? That's what we did. We were
every hour, it seemed like.
I barely slept last night.
and plenty of YouTube videos, forecasters all saying different things, so I wasn't sure until really last night.
Yeah, we flew into Buffalo from LA. Buffalo was clouded over, so then we drove here, and our friends in the other car were just minute-by-minute Doppler being like, where is it going to be here? But it looks like it's going to be clear enough to see.
Yeah, totality.
Have you seen totality before?
It's my first.
Me too.
My first.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
I know.
I'm trying to contain myself.
I know, me too. We were trying to contain our potential disappointment when we saw the clouds. We were like, okay, we might not happen. So when we saw clear skies, we were just elated, so.
Yeah. I almost made the trip to Texas.
We had tickets to go to Texas.
Really?
And then we changed them 2 days ago because of the storms.
Oh.
Same.
Well, I didn't have tickets, but I was going to drive down there, right?
Yeah.
Just make a road trip out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last minute, I saw the forecast. I said, no, I think I'll take a gamble and come in this direction. Good gamble.
Yeah, good gamble. We made the right choice.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy. It'll be my first totality, too. All so right.
Thank you.
Cool. Nice to enjoy. See you. Yeah.
Remember the woman whose kids were just in it for the M&Ms, who was fine with watching it on the internet? Well, I walked past her again, and it turns out that she'd been gently coerced by more than just her husband.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Are you Allie?
I am. Hi.
Nice to meet you. I love your podcast.
Oh, no. Are you serious? Yeah. Hi.
I was like, I think that might be Allie Ward.
Oh, no.
I had to Google a picture. And I was like, no,
oh,
I think it is.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, thanks for listening.
I actually listened to the Heliology. I threatened not to come.
Are you serious?
I was like, well, they made it sound pretty cool.
I loved it.
So I guess I will come. Because I was having a tantrum. I was like, I'm not riding in the car with these two.
Stop it. You know, we were supposed to be in Texas.
Yeah, and then
we wound up in this park.
Yeah. This is my husband. I told him. I was like, I'm going to be so mad. But then I listened to a podcast, so I went.
That's amazing. And then here we are, finding ourselves here.
We were supposed to be in Texas. I was like, that can't be right.
I'm so glad y'all made it. I'll be up on the
that hill crying.
Well, enjoy. I will be. This is what my life looks like.
Covered in children.
Enjoy. Well, have
enjoy.
Fun.
Thanks for saying hi.
No, I want to throw you.
That's pretty cool.
That's really cute.
After 7 years of regret, a really rough few years, two interviews with heliologists, and a long episode about it, two countries, four states, it looks like we're going to see this thing. Tegan is the only one who's seen a solar eclipse, and she gives me the lowdown of what to expect and why she was willing to stifle her stomach bug and drive several hours today with her weird friends who crashed in her aunt's house, which is us, and her brother and parents and husband and two tiny children.
Ah, that's looking so good. Y'all, this is nuts. We just made it. Hey, Tegan, do you want to give us a primer on what to expect when the eclipse happens?
I can give a little bit based on the last one.
Yeah, how did it, what did it seem like?
So it gets chilly and all of the animals start to like go home, like it's the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
The birds all go home to roost. You start to hear like crickets and stuff. And then you, when you take your glasses off, you see like a sunset or a sunrise in every direction.
Oh, wow.
It's like 360 degrees sunset and sunrise. And then when you realize that you can look directly at it, it looks like there's just a giant hole in the sky with the corona coming out behind it. It's really cool. What are you most excited about for the eclipse?
The moon.
The moon! It's the moon's big day.
I took my place on top of my jacket on the lawn. Have you stared directly at the sun yet? On accident, Jer?
Of course.
Yeah, me too.
It wasn't on accident, though?
No!
It was also on accident. I've done it both ways.
Are the birds starting to sing, or is that just regular birds?
I think that's just regular birds.
It gets darker and a chill comes over us. I'm lying on the grass with one microphone on my chest and the other one pointed toward the crowd behind me.
I will say I'm noticing shadows are looking a lot sharper. If you look around, everything looks like it's got an Instagram filter on it.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you're right. It's definitely dim. It's kind of like a grayish pall to everything. Yeah, like the saturation went down, but the contrast went up.
Yeah.
So strange.
And when you see the Bailey's beads, that's when you know totality is like moments away.
Oh, cool. Wow, it's really getting crescenty. Mm-hmm.
It's happening much faster than I thought it would.
People are just lying down.
It's weird because it's kind of like dusk, but instead of having warmth to it, it's kind of a cold light, you know? So like dusk has so much golden light.
It's nice to experience this with you.
I love that you're here and that I'm here too. Did I just hear a rooster? Was that a rooster or a child?
I think it's a child, but it could go either way.
The moon kept creeping over the sun through the eclipse glasses, and the only light was this diminishing amber crescent of the sun, just getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Oh my gosh, look at how skinny it's getting. It's like a little toenail up there.
It's so wild.
Through the glasses, it just looks like a Halloween crescent moon. Feeling emotion at all?
Yeah.
Not particularly, to be honest, but it's cool.
Somehow my anxiety has found a way to even be anxious about this. Like, what am I going to feel like when it happens? But I think that's just excitement that I'm filing into the wrong folder, you know? It's cool that there's just, like, nothing left to do but just lay down on this lawn and watch.
I know, it's the best.
I wonder what it's like in Texas and Buffalo right now. It's funny how eclipse chasing is really a lot about weather watching.
I feel like it just suddenly got way colder, I don't know.
Yeah, it did get colder.
Wow, we really rely on that freaky sun, huh?
Sheesh. Dude, it is looking trippy out here. It's definitely getting a weird eclipse mode. Oh, it's so cool.
It feels like a horror film.
Gosh, it's so weird how cold. Like, it's definitely colder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the weirdest dark.
This is a weird dark.
Kind of feels like I'm still wearing my sunglasses.
Wow, it's so close. It's just a little
upside down smile.
I know. At this point, we were just a few minutes away from totality, and the clouds had pretty much drifted away from the sun. We were so lucky. And with solar binoculars, you could see the shape of the moon's texture and outline. And as it eclipses the sun, that geography of the moon causes small leaks of light around the rim, and those are called Bailey's beads, or if there's just one of them, a diamond ring. And the atmosphere around all of us was dimming to this deeper, dusky level.
Look at how dark it's getting.
That is so weird.
It's really surreal. It's giving me kind of goosebumps, like a little creepy crawly on your neck, you know?
So just a minute or so away from totality and a few pinholes in a piece of paper resulted in a little handful of crescents.
Oh, look at that! It looks like a cheese grater.
What's that?
I don't know.
It's like a...
Wow.
Definitely colder.
Isn't it kind of amazing how much light there is, considering how much of the sun is blocked out?
I was saying that too. I like tried to peek at it again, and I was like, "Can I see it?" Yeah, I'm like, "No." The little sliver is like still gonna blind you.
Allie, sit up and look around a little bit. Oh my god! Wait.
Yeah, that's
sunset
weird.
Sunset in every direction.
Dude, what is going on?
Oh,
that's
yeah,
cool.
You can see him.
Oh my gosh! It's like wavy.
Oh, whoa. Is that like heat shimmer or something?
So in the heliology episode last week, we talked about shadow bands, these racing, waving, alternating light and shadow shimmers that become apparent on the ground or on light-colored surfaces. And those things still mystify heliologists. They're not quite sure where they come from. And after talking about them in last week's episode, shadow bands seem like this mythical creature I've only read about. It was like catching a glimpse of a unicorn through the trees. And then a circular rainbow appeared above us in the sky.
Look at the rainbow. Look at this like rainbow. Are you seeing this rainbow?
Oh, yeah, weird. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
it's all around
bow.
The sun.
There's a moon bow.
It's a moon
oh,
bow.
My
that's
God.
Cool.
Oh, look at this.
You have stars?
This is...
I fucking told you guys.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, you definitely have, like...
Is that a star?
How close are we, Jeff?
Like 20 seconds.
Oh, my.
Is that a star?
It's a star.
Don't look for that. Seconds. Don't look for that.
Give me a second, and then you're going
to... Allie, that's a star.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's so nice. Oh my god. Look at the sunset.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Look at that.
You can still see it through the cloud. It's gone. Get away, cloud.
Oh my god. Whoa, my god.
Oh my god.
That's insane.
The level of surreality is difficult to comprehend unless you've been under this.
Horizon is just.
God.
I can almost see like a that one Bailey's bead. Do you see it? Like the one diamond ring?
Yes, the
one
I do see it. I do see it.
Oh.
I cannot believe this.
Oh, wow. The sunset in every direction is really weird.
Oh my God.
That's so beautiful. Look at how did we not get any clouds right now?
There was one and it just got out of the way.
Oh my God.
It's so surreal. It's so surreal. Look at all the people.
I've never seen something so otherworldly, so surreal. And part of the awe is how transient it is. It's not something that you can take in for as long as you like or go back and revisit. You can't be anything but in a moment that is huge and communal and rare and fleeting and visually stunning. It's a void in the sky, rimmed in these sparkling rays, and hundreds of people around you are gasping and crying and cackling and making a memory that'll last until death. And it was dark, still in totality, and we're staring up at this glowing golden ring of light in otherwise darkness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you see that?
Look at that, look at the street lights. I mean, it's like nighttime.
Yeah. It's really chilly, isn't it?
It got so cold.
It's so cold.
It's really
stars. The stars are wild.
In a way, it's like I have such a lump in my throat about it.
Oh, I've cried a couple times. This is
no,
wild.
I mean,
wild.
But it's like my chest feels heavy, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Like it's so big. God, that's weird. I'm so glad we came out for this. It's so cool.
That's one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life. Look at that corona. I mean, look at that.
That one contrail is so funny.
Honestly, that contrail is amazing. Look at that diffusion we're getting. It's beautiful. Yeah.
I can't believe this.
Once on a morning walk, my dog hopped through some grass like a bunny, and it was so cute it made me cry. And this sensation was similar. It's like when you watch videos of someone finding out that they got into their dream college, or when you see a surprise reunion of loved ones. You watch that and you cry in empathy at how happy they must be and how life can just work out sometimes. And part of that weird crying and awe was just appreciation that so many people could see something so beautiful lasting only a few minutes, and also some happiness and relief that we had made this happen for myself and Jarrett. Simone, Spain, 2026. So as the moon plods on, this glimmer reemerges. It's now going into stage 3 where it's receding, and it's now a partial eclipse, and the light is still dim and the air is still chilly, but we're on the other side. We're cruising downhill from that summit. Even with just a sliver of the sun showing, already daylight is back.
Wow, look at it.
It's
gonna come back.
Oh!
Oh! That's wild! Oh my god! I gotta look at it! I'm looking at it!
Wow. I don't even know where my glasses are.
Smiling.
Don't look at it!
I burned my eyes a little. I couldn't help it.
And then it just gets so much brighter.
Wow.
There's some people being like, okay, that's enough. Let's get... Yeah, someone's ready to meet the crowd.
We saw it. Let's go.
In an instant, some folks are already hopping in their car to avoid like a 10-minute traffic out of the park, but we linger for a while, still taking in these crisp shadows, and I finally eat my soggy lunch, not realizing I'd been hungry.
Oh,
did I
overhype it? No, I cried the whole time.
If anything, it's underhyped. You really can't hype that enough. Primal stuff. That is insane.
Last time I laughed, I controlled me. This time I should be crying.
I'm still going to cry. It's so crazy.
Look at that. The rainbows, the moon bow's back, you guys. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
It does not look real.
Wow.
The moon bow. Wow, what a treat. What a didn't know that was going to happen. Yeah.
I couldn't even eat. I was too excited. The moon bow is gorgeous.
We become umbrophiles.
Girl, get on my level.
So the light is coming back in. So it's getting brighter and brighter, like daylight with warmer colors around us.
Gosh, I can't believe that was like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
It feels like a different realm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You feel changed.
Yes.
Yeah.
I no longer care about achievement or anyone else's opinions. Gonna burp when I want.
We should have done this in 2017.
The sun is still emerging and that rainbow ring around it appears again. And if you stand in exactly the right spot, it's an excellent photo op, perhaps to convince people that you are saintly or a mystical demigod. Great profile pic.
Wow. This came out super good.
These?
Yeah.
My little saint pictures. Yeah.
That's a great cult photo.
Yeah. That's so cool.
So we gather the snacks and children and with swollen eyes, walked the car in kind of a daze. It's so odd that 20 minutes before we were just staring at the sky in shock. Now on the road back to Buffalo, I put on that Eclipse playlist and every song gives me the shivers, like a little crushy heart swell from what we just got to see. And there are still families gathered in front yards for some post-show barbecuing. I see one woman probably in her 60s, just alone on a lawn chair with a TV tray table in front of her, having lunch under the clear sky. We stop for coffee, and I wonder if the cashier at Circle K managed to lock up for a minute and go out and see it. I'm just really glad that I did. And huge thanks to everyone who encouraged me to go. Thank you again, Dr. Tegan Wall and Christoph, Jeff, Scott, Mary, Shar, Vin, Carrie, Mike, Sadie, and Soxy, and our pals Rogue and Skella and Tam for the warm Buffalo welcome. Simone and my friend Sarah, who ventured to Texas. I hope I get to see the next one with you. And again, to offset this travel and bring you a glimpse of the eclipse, if you couldn't make it, a donation went to climate activism nonprofit functionalmagic.org, which is linked in the show notes alongside Veritasium on YouTube. Thank you to them. You heard Dr. Tegan Wall in the WGA Writer's Strike episode, and we'll link her socials in the show notes too in case you'd like to befriend a Hollywood screenwriter who works on great science scripts. We are at Ologies on Twitter and Instagram. We have Smologies episodes, which are kid safe, classroom friendly, cut down versions of our classic episodes. Those are available for free at alieward.com/smologies, linked in the show notes. Stay tuned for a cool Ologies announcement coming your way in the next few weeks. Aaron Taubert admins the Ologies podcast Facebook group with assist from Bonnie Dush and Shannon Feltes. Aveline Malik and The Wordery make our professional transcripts. Noelle Dilworth is our scheduling producer who literally raced us to airports and helped gather things I forgot. Susan Hale rolled with the changes as our managing director. Kelly R. Dwyer does our website. Mercedes Maitland of Maitland Audio is our Ologies lead editor. Again, thanks for going with the last minute episodes and huge producerial and editing assistance provided by Jared Sleeper of Mind Jam Media, which also produces the Nickelodeon podcast Avatar The Last Airbender. And the newly released season 3 just got nominated for a Webby. So congrats, Jared Sleeper. After the bonkers travel and the eclipse, we slept like 12 hours and we edited a lot of this in a Hampton Inn lobby where they offered guests leftover eclipse snacks like sun chips and moon pies, which I found very clever. Now, if you stick around to the end, I tell you a secret. And this week, it's that, yeah, I did finally shower and I changed. Thanks so much. And I just got to DC, hopefully to put this up tonight. Also, side note, remember how we stayed an extra day or two for Jarrett's jujitsu ceremony? I snuck in the back of the ceremony with some spectators and I watched your pod mom get his black belt in jiu-jitsu, which is like a giant feat. It's taken him 20 years to achieve. You can see the genicular traumatology episode about knee injuries to learn more on that. And I'm so happy for him. I'm so happy. Without having gone to that ceremony also, we'd have been in Texas. So we cried a lot this week, all for good reasons. So thanks for coming along. We'll be back next week with a full episode per usual. Meanwhile, you tell the sun it's doing a good job. Do not look it in the eye. Okay, bye-bye.
It's so beautiful.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
At Vanguard, you're more than just an investor. You're an owner. That means your priorities are Vanguard's too. So whether you're planning for retirement or trying to save up for your next big adventure, Vanguard will work alongside you to set personalized investment goals. That's the value of ownership. All investing is subject to risk. Vanguard is owned by its funds, which are owned by Vanguard's fund shareholder clients. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.